هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینه.
Deputy Minister of Planning and Acting Head of the Kurdistan Statistics Office, Mr. Sirwan Mohammed, welcome to SBS Kurdish. Why has it been so long since the last census, which was held in Iraq in 1997?
Thank you for this opportunity. The last census in Iraq without Kurdistan region, as you said, was conducted in 1997. Traditionally, the censuses in Iraq were conducted every 10 years. 8 censuses were conducted up to 1997. However, the change happened in Iraq in 2003 has delayed the preparation and the implementation of census as we know in Iraq. There has been another attempt in 2004 and then in 2005 to conduct the census, but the violence that erupted in Iraq during the years 2005, 2006, 2007, up to 2011 probably, as we know, has led to the postponement of implementation of census. In 2008, a census law was passed by Iraqi parliament. The decision was made to conduct the census in 2009, but it was delayed again for technical reasons at that time. In 2010, it was supposed to be conducted, but then political interferences by Arab Sunni parties, few of them or a number of them, and then another segment of the Turkmen component in Iraq tried to make the census political in terms of changing the questions to affect the number of Kurds and to divide them into Yazidis, Shabak, Feilis, which was rejected by the Kurdistani leadership at that time. So after that, the census wasn't under the radar or the agenda of the Iraqi government until 2019, when they decided again by a decree from the Council of Federal Council of Ministers to conduct the census in 2020. However, the coronavirus pandemic and the economic crisis that hit Iraq and Kurdistan region led to the delay again up to 2024 now.
As mentioned, in 1997, the Kurdistan Regional Government did not participate. Will it participate this year?
Kurdistan Regional Government, since 2004, was and still eager to take part in Iraq census. We know that census is an exclusive authority of the federal government by the Constitution of Iraq, Article 110, number 9. So we cooperated with the federal authorities in Baghdad to prepare and conduct the census. And this attempt or this decision was made since 2004, as I mentioned. Any political interference in the census was rejected. We in Kurdistan region, the four governorates, Erbil, Duhok, Suleymaniye, and Halabja, have no issues with the census because it will help Kurdistan region to build its plans in different areas, in different fields properly. However, our concern was related to the disputed areas, which is elaborated on in the Article 140 in the Constitution of the Federal State of Iraq, which mentions three steps. One of them is a census to normalize the situation in those areas outside Kurdistan region. Our concern in those areas is that it should be conducted in a special way to avoid any interference later on by any Iraqi government that comes to power in the future to establish decisions or to make decisions related to those areas based on the census in 2024. So we have proposed several steps to be taken into consideration for those areas in order to avoid those, let's say, concerns that we have. The census, which is planned to be conducted, starting to be conducted on the 20th of November this year. In 8 days, we are still talking to the federal government about a couple of points that we need to be settled before we go into census.
What questions will be asked in this year's census?
The questions beside the question of ethnicity, which was removed from the census questionnaire, all the other questions are related to the status of population and buildings in terms of demography, health, education, labor, economic activities, all other areas that are related to development of the country, which is how it's supposed to be in any census. Because in the census operation, which is the biggest operation conducted by any government in the world, all areas, far areas, the smallest administrative unit will be reached out by the enumerators in the census. So we will have almost a complete picture on the situation in those areas mentioned in the questionnaire. So the questionnaire is actually well-designed based on the international standards endorsed by the United Nations many, many years ago. So we hope that this time, after all these efforts and time passed, we will be able to conduct the census in Iraq and Kurdistan region.
Mr. Mohammed, why was the question about ethnicity removed?
It has two dimensions. One of them is the sensitivity of the question in Iraq after 2003. As we know, Iraq is built on a system that divides Kurds, Arabs, Sunni, Shia, and other components so that all take part in the political process. So part of those segments in the community think the ethnicity question will lead to another sectarian violence, maybe because it has a political sensitivity in Iraq, which is actually, it is not as we understand it in Kurdistan region, it should not be like this.
True.
However, this is how it goes in Iraq. So we thought and decided that since the situation in Iraq, and especially in the disputed areas, are still sensitive without the implementation of Article 140 in the Iraqi constitution related to disputed areas, we can conduct the census without having this question. The other dimension of that is that if we impose this, the inclusion of this question in the questionnaire, we will have again to discuss with the Iraqi federal authorities how this question will be asked. It's not only Arabs, Kurds, Turkmen. The other part of the question is others to be mentioned. And others to be mentioned, some of the parts I mentioned earlier in this interview would like to divide Kurds into others like Yazidis, Shabak, not to be written as Kurds, Yazidi Kurds, Shabak Kurds, Feili Kurds. And this is not accepted because this will divide the Kurds and it will have a negative impact on the situation of Kurds in Iraq, not now, but in the future as well.
To your knowledge or to the Ministry of Planning knowledge, how will the census results be used? Would it be in relation to infrastructure or what would it be used for?
As it should, all the details that we will have from the census should be used in those areas related to population policy, for instance, relating to health policy, education policy, economic policy, development, labor and social affairs, the welfare of the households in Iraq and Kurdistan region. There is something that is related to the census outcome, which is the implementation of census sometimes will lead to making the some governorates get or few governorates get less budget from other governorates depending on population. In this situation, as we see it in Kurdistan region, we will try not to use the population to divide the budget, the Iraqi budget, to depend merely on population, but also on other indicators like poverty, labor, employment, unemployment, so that we try to make the use of the indicators of the census to serve the population, at least in Kurdistan region, in those areas, to make sure that we divide our resources, not only the financial resources, but human resources, to the most needy areas. We know in Iraq, Even with indicators, since Iraq political system is not designed to, and this is a political statement, by the way, the prime minister in Iraq has no full authority to implement its strategic plans based on the indicators provided by the Ministry of Planning and other ministries because of the interference by political parties in Iraq to make sure that they get more budget for their areas of, let's say, control in two governorates more than other two governorates. So let's see how it goes with the results of the census and how it will affect the interpretation of the results into policies in Iraq.
What is the Kurdistan Regional Government stance on the census?
We hope that today in the federal cabinet meeting in Baghdad, there will be a modification to their decision made last week regarding the census in disputed areas. We still have concerns about a couple of points that we need to be altered and modified by the cabinet this afternoon when they meet. We hope that these two points will be taken into consideration. That was raised by His Excellency the Prime Minister of Kurdistan Region Government last Thursday and sent to the His Excellency Prime Minister of Iraq. And then after today's meeting, we hope we will go ahead into the implementation of the census.
Deputy Minister of Planning and Acting Head of Kurdistan Statistics Office, Mr. Sirwan Mohammed, thank you for being on SBS Kurdish and thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Like baka, para baka, tebniya khabnifsina. SBS Kurdi lsar Facebook bishobina.